Welcome, folks. Today we are going to study planning strategies adopted by hotels. What are the learning objectives of this chapter? We have to learn the basis of planning strategies. You know what are the practical approaches with the hospitality industry employs for planning and marketing strategies. So, basis of planning strategies. In the context of tourism and hospitality, planning is of the utmost importance. Why is it very important to plan? Now, it is important to plan because it gives you a clear direction. One, the market trends keep changing. So, they're not genuine all the time. So, they keep changing. When they keep changing, you need to have your plans in place. And so, you can adapt to the changing market trends at every given point of time. Customer patterns keep changing. Their demands keep changing. And your product also evolves. It moves ahead with all the feedbacks you get from the customers. You keep investing in your product and keep bettering it. Technology also keeps advancing. Technology plays a major role in marketing activities. Then you have the unpredicted environmental position, economic position. So there's sudden decline in the market. Economy is in a doldrums, decline in the market is a given. So you have to look at those aspects. And then you have issues like globalization, mergers, strategic alliances, investing in new products. So all these aspects have to be kept in mind. These are the basis of the mind, and planning becomes very, very important because of these. So marketing plan is based completely on the planning of the organization. Our organization needs to know its own goals on the basis of which a marketing plan is designed. So, strategies of the organization derive the marketing plan of the organization. The marketing strategies also form a part of the overall product development side. They guide organization in the systematic manner. You have a thorough approach to the target audience which you have. So, what is a marketing plan? Marketing plan is an outline of price, timelines, qualified objectives of what you want to achieve, methods of achieving it. And, it not only does that, it also outlines what are the reasonable returns which you will get for doing what you're doing. Taking the present business conditions into account, future business conditions are for future marketing. So what are the essential elements of marketing? What, as an organization, do I need to do to make a marketing plan? First of all, I have to define what is my USP, unique selling point. I have to define what is my target market, who's my target market, who am I targeting my plan to, what are the benefits my product gives to this target audience, what is the positioning of the product which I want, and what is the positioning of the product which the market would give it. What are the methods I'll use? Would I use online? Would I use offline? Would I use television? Would I use print? What is my competition doing around me? And lastly, but not the least, how much is it going to cost me, and what is my cost-benefit analysis of what I plan to do? So these are the essential elements. We'll go into each one of them. So let's get into USP, unique selling proposition. So, as a hotel, I need to differentiate myself with all other products in the market. I need to find out what is my USP. I need to develop a USP if I don't have a USP. You take McDonald's, for example. What is the USP? The USP is quick fast food, burgers, quality everywhere, the same quality everywhere. I have to have those USPs. I have to take out a USP from my own organization, for my own product and service which I'm trying to sell. It has to be an overreaching feature which I can deliver every point of time. And it has to be different from my competition. It has to mark me as something different. After I've defined my USP, I also have to define my target market. What is my target market? Who am I targeting? Who are the customers who I believe would want to experience my product. So I have to do market research for that. I have to find out what are the customers which are coming to my competition, what are the customers which are there in the market, how much are they willing to spend. So I have to do an entire market research and figure out what my target markets are. And then I have to thoroughly analyze my target market after that. What is the message they would want? What is the message which will appeal to them? Will they keep coming back? Or are they going to only come for one time? So I have to constantly analyze my target markets. So I'm up in trends with what the target market is doing. But I have to define it first. A very important aspect of a marketing plan. I have to identify their features, what is appealing to them, what is not appealing to them, what are their likes, what are their dislikes, which products have they been using, what has been their usage pattern with my competition, will I be able to move into them or not, or are they impulse buyers, impulse sellers. I mean, there are lots of things which you need to analyze about my target. You have to analyze about your target market. The target audience is a very important thing to analyze. I also have to define my product benefits. I have to define what my product stands for. I have to define what my USP is, so that is one given. But I also have to go beyond that. I have to list out every benefit which is appealing to my target audience, which correlates to my USP, which would gives a value add to my product. So I have to list out all my product benefits and define them. Then I have to decide where I am going to be positioned, where I want to position my product. Am I a fine dining restaurant? Am I a multi-cuisine restaurant in the restaurant business, or am I a fast food restaurant? What is my positioning in the fine dining range? What is the demographic of my target audience, and is my target audience willing to pay in terms of am I a fancy restaurant or a fancy place? Or do I have to go to, as a hotel, am I in the 5-star segment, 3-star segment, 4-star segment? What is my target audiences? And normally, you know, slogans are attached to it. The definition comes with the slogan, so it's easier for, you know, your customer to figure out what you stand for, what you're positioning, what you are trying to position yourself. I'll give you an off-the-hook example of 7-Up. They put the USP in their tagline, the Uncola. It's not a cola, so that's what differentiates itself from its competitors, It's completely defining themselves as the Uncola. Then I have to now then go into what are the methods I'm going to use. I have now defined the target audience. I have listed out my benefits of my product. I have listed out my USPs. Now, how do I reach these people? What method am I going to use? I mean, there are ample amounts of methods. Am I going to spend heavy and do television ads? Am I going to use word of mouth and spend the least? A website is a given in today's day and age, but am I going to market in different websites which my target audience goes to? Different social media marketing tools will I use? Will I use direct marketing methods? Will I do email campaigns? Will I publish in newspapers? Which type of newspapers will I publish in? Will I publish in national newspapers, or my business is related only to locals? Will I publish in local newspapers? What is my target audience reading? So I have to, you know, go through all that entire aspect, and once I've studied my target market, I know exactly where they're going because I've studied them thoroughly. So I can define my marketing methods. And, you know, market analysis when I've done of the target audience, I have uncovered how to communicate with them too. Like social media. I mean, social media is of various types now. Different age groups and different localities use different kinds of social media. I may use WhatsApp, I may use Facebook, but I may restrict the demographic. I may use Twitter, depending on where my target audience is actually going to. So social media is another aspect which I need to look at. Then competitive analysis. Now I've done all this, but what is my competition doing? How are they selling their product? What is their product? What is their USP? How am I different from my competition? What is my competition strength? Can I meet their strength or can I better their strength? Are they benefiting in from doing something different? Can I adopt that? And can I benefit again from the same? So these aspects of my competition have to be taken into account. And then getting to the budgeting and financing aspect of it. See, ultimately you're running a business. Your marketing plan is to create revenue. Your marketing plan is to create, basically make money. So if you have to make money, you have to spend money. One, spending money is creating the product and running the product. The other is also you have to budget. You have to plan accordingly. So if I have X number of rooms, I'll be able to sell so many according to this. But to sell so much, I need so much money to sell it. So I have to budget for that money. What is my return of investment of the money I spend? If I'm doing a television ad and I'm spending lakhs of rupees, am I getting that benefit or not? So I have to budget for every aspect of that. What is the benefit I'm getting out of it? I have to allocate cost. What is my cost going to be? I have to define my cost. It's as simple as this. You have to budget for your daily life. Also, you have to budget for creating a marketing plan. You know, marketing plans come with budgets. I can't say I'm going to do an ad campaign for 10 ads, but I don't know how much it's going to cost. I have to know how much it's going to cost. How much benefit it'll get, also I have to know. How many people will see it, I have to know that too. So let's get to the marketing plan and strategy base. So we've gone through the elements. Now we get through the different types of marketing. So one is the corporate level marketing plan. The other is the business unit level marketing plan and the functional level marketing plan. So when we say corporate level, we mean it's a large organization as a corporate. A group, a chain of hotels as a corporate. Now, their objectives are completely different from a unit. Why are they different from a unit? So let's say I am running a chain of restaurants. So as a unit, I am trying to sell to the locality which is around me. As a corporate, I am trying to sell the brand as an image and all the units together, placed together. So my target audience is all the target audiences of all my outlets, all the demographics of that. So I do it on a whole level rather than a specific level. So I am not, as a corporate, I am not going to promote one food festival run in one of my Chinese restaurants. But I am going to promote my Chinese restaurants as a whole. I am going to go in for brand vision, brand building, so that more and more people are aware of my brand. So that's an example. Like a mainland China is going to do mainland China across India as a group. But the specifics of each and every outlet, they will promote their own. So mainland China has lunch buffets for executives every day. So they each outlet, although the lunch buffets is everywhere, prices are different. Depending on city to city, city prices are different because affordability of the similar kind of our target audience is completely different depending on city to city, especially when it comes to restaurants. Because of that, your prices are different. So you can't promote it at one place for all. Each place will then start promoting itself. That's when we get into the unit level. That's why unit level comes into importance. So goal of the organization is very important. Creating a brand, once I become a brand, the promotion of the brand and brand recall becomes very important. So here the investment is probably more national level, international level, online level also, newspaper ads, TV ads. Here is where brands spend money doing those aspects. When they're doing it from the corporate level, not from the unit level. So depending on the goal of the organization, some organizations are very conservative in spending money in terms of brand building. they believe the brand will automatically build themselves. Some are very aggressive. They're willing to invest because it is. It also allows more space, more franchisees coming in, more management contracts coming in, and the brand builds itself. Business unit level. Now, what is a business unit level? Like, I give you an example of mainland China. Its unit in Bombay. It's now selling into a locality around it, or to the people visiting the particular mall where they're located. Wherever they're located, it depends on that. So that's the demographic, that is what they're looking at, that is their target audience. Now, here the target audience is limited to the people in the city, people within the vicinity of the restaurant. Restaurant normally is more in the 10 kilometer radius rather than the entire city, depending on how big the city is. So that's why you have three or four of the same brand in a particular city, so that, you know, people don't have to travel that much to eat that food. And you don't miss on out on the target audiences which are available in different. So you have to know, you have to concentrate on that. Plus, you may be doing something unique, whether it's a hotel or it's a restaurant. You may be doing something unique in your restaurant or in your hotel. So that needs to be promoted. Third thing is your banquets and function halls in hotels. How do you promote them? They're not, I mean, corporate can talk about banquets and commercial halls as in a group. But then it comes to specific, it comes to the specific outlet. Do they have the space to do it? What is the capacity they can use? What are the kind of people they want to coming into their establishment? Some restaurants may be doing takeaways. Not all of them. Some may be using online, Zomato and Swiggy for home delivery. But those are not available in every city of mainland China would be. So you have to be, you know, unit level has to come up with its own strategy. It cannot be far away from the corporate strategy. It has to be in tune with the corporate strategy. But it has to come up with its own marketing plan. So unit becomes a very important aspect. That is where the point of sale is. Corporate is not where the point of sale is. Corporate is where the mass communication is. But where the communication to its customers, everything happens at the unit level. Even the point of sale happens at the unit level. So word-to-word marketing happens at the unit level. It does not happen at the corporate level. So marketing plans for business units as in units are very important. Then when you come to functional level, like I said, word-to-word marketing. Training. Your entire whole thing is about understanding your product and keeping on upgrading your product. So this is where it comes to the individual who's standing there performing the particular function. What are his capabilities? What is the diverse functions he performs? Can you as a unit or can your staff do a specific different cuisine? Special cuisine for and do a food festival of it. What are the trainings which you're imparting? So that comes into your marketing plan also. What are you doing to develop your staff so that your marketing plans on the unit level and on the corporate level comes down to a functional level? So you have to get down to the brass roots and the basics of it. Then your planning strategy. So refine, we've gone through in a previous chapter also, but we're going to use them as the basis, is where they've defined it as two groups, especially after the COVID-19. So the first group is specific hotel marketing strategies due to COVID-19. So what are the things which have become essential after COVID-19 has come in to add into your marketing plan? And the second one is other essential hotel marketing strategies, which is as simple as that, which was prevalent before COVID-19. So let's get into the first in the COVID-19. What is the first thing which comes to your mind when you go out after COVID-19? You don't want to fall sick. That is the first thing. You don't want to go to a place where the safety is not assured. So safety becomes the first aspect. You want to go where you can relax. You have to go where it's relaxed. but somebody is giving you value. You know, because of COVID-19 also, the whole thing which came out about cancellation, I should be able to cancel. If some lockdown happens, I am not able to go, my money should not go waste if I am going to a hotel. And the other thing which COVID-19 did, and that is why we saw in previous classes which we did, was that the Indian domestic travel has increased further. So what it did was make all the hotels concentrate on local marketing and spend more money on local guests rather than trying to, you know, spend money, too much money on international guests. Because international travel, even after COVID-19, has not come up to the level of what it should be. The wars have also started in Ukraine. So that also affects. I mean, so therefore the concentration of a market which is not going to go anywhere. Your local market is going to remain your local market. It's going to be there. Concentration on the local market has come up because of COVID-19. So you have to look at that. You have to analyze your local market. You have to get your B2B and your other clients, potential customers, experience in your hotel well from a distance. So specific to COVID-19 in and other, you know, a lot of things have changed in the mindset of how people consume hospitality. Safety becomes one of the first thing which is there in people's mind. Second thing which comes into their mind is, am I allowed to cancel or will I lose my money if something happens? And will I, you know, I'm going there because my peak is, my interest is in going for leisure. So am I going to get all the luxurious items which I desire? And I should get the same attention and the same value what a foreigner is getting in the same hotel earlier. So let's now get into other hotel marketing strategies. We've touched upon this in previous chapters. We're going to touch upon this in this chapter also. Is you have to have a great website. Your website has to be something which a person goes to. It is appealing to you. We spoke about AI in previous chapters, AI chatbots which are there on various hotel websites to give information to ensure that the customer who's coming in is always gripped. The website has to be gripping. Make the customer want to read your website. Don't make it a burden for him to read it. Your images should not take too much time to load. It should load very quickly. I know internet speeds are very good everywhere, but sometimes on mobiles you don't get great internet speeds. So your website has to be customizable to both aspects. You have to follow the SEO staples so that you're visible. Your visibility is there. Your visibility is there to all types of customers who are coming to your website. You have to differentiate with yourself to the rest. You have to have people talking about you, talking about your experiences, influencers, bloggers. They should be talking about you. Talking about how great you are, what kind of experiences you give, what should the customer expect. Then there is the whole question of online travel agents, which is the OTAs. You have to promote yourself with OTAs. Bookings.com, Make My Trip, you have to be listed on all of them. That is the given. You have to have the best visibility possible, probably advertise on them also. But you have to have the best visibility possible. You have to be visible everywhere. And let's not forget global distribution systems, GDSs, which connect you with international audiences. They are not your OTAs, but they are GDSs, which provide your information to international audiences, sell you to international travel agents and the works, and international companies, and international FITs, and would also in turn provide you information of your international customer who is coming. So GDS also becomes a very important aspect. Now when it comes to a hotel, every hotel always appoints a sales rep. Why do they appoint a sales rep? Sales rep, what is the sales rep job? I mean, you'll have a sales rep for travel agents, you'll have a sales rep for corporates. Their job is as simple as this. They will go from corporate to corporate, talk about your hotel, get them to visit your hotel. They'll get them to start understanding your hotel, what are the services which you can provide, what is the uniqueness which you can give them. What do you you know, what are the this at what rate you can give them, how much availability will you provide them, and you reap the benefits, because talking to the guest customer, it's direct marketing, so it gives you that benefit. And let's get to social media. Social media, I have touched on it earlier also. What is social media? Social media is your Twitter, your Instagram, your Facebook, etc., etc., etc. I mean, there are loads of them. I don't remember all of them also myself. So you have to be savvy with all social media aspects. You have to be present in all social media. Not only present, you have to communicate. You have to engage your customers in social media. You have to allow them to engage with you. You have to address their grievances. You have to you give them and provide them information. So social media plays a very important role in planning strategies. Then you have to keep eye on your reviews and recommendations. Comes at different platforms everywhere. So you have to keep an eye on what your reviews are and how you are addressing your reviews. Please understand this. When a review is posted by a guest, whether it is a good review or a bad review, if there is no reply from the hotel or the restaurant site online on that review, either thanking him or acknowledging in the reviewer and, you know, ensuring that the customer is satisfied with your answers, there is no reply, then those reviews have negative impact on your organization. Why do they have negative impact? Because if I am seeing it as a new customer coming in, reading a review, and I am interested in coming to your place, I read the review and there is no reply, I feel that the management is not interested. Even if I'm praising them, they're not interested. So it becomes very important to engage there. Keep an eye on it all the time. And in marketing, what do you do? You also invest very heavily. At what point? During off-season? No, you don't. In off-season, you do what you need to do to try and fill as much as you can. But your major investment comes during high seasons, because you're trying to maximize your revenue at that point of time. And plus, your cash flow is good enough for you to be able to spend a little more money. So blog by RateGain. RateGain is a website which is renownedly known across the world in hospitality. Will give you, you know, pointers of what you need to do. So it tells you, you know, your brand website has to be a visual treat. We went through this just earlier. It has to be something which appeals to a person. Person comes on the first page, should not be put off by it. It's very heavy, it's taking too much time to load. Should not be put off by that. Should not be put off, the image is not proper. The information is cluttered. No, it should not happen. So it has to be a visual treat. Person coming in should want to go through it. It should, you know, market your USPs. Your USPs are very important. You should work closely with local authorities. You have to connect, have to in hospitality connect with the OTAs and GDS, especially for hotels. And for restaurants, once you can connect with various marketing tools also. Like a Zomato is not only a delivery tool, but Zomato is also an information tool on restaurants in this particular city. So you can decide if you don't want to do deliveries, your positioning is that we're not going to do deliveries. You will have to come and eat. Then you can use it as a marketing tool so that people understand your restaurant. You have to also proactively use social media, like I said earlier. You have to proactively communicate. A guest does not know what you are doing in your hotel. Unless you don't communicate with the guest, he will not know. Your potential, he will not come to your hotel if he is interested in it when he does not know. So you have to communicate. And social media is the fastest way of communicating and the easiest way of communicating to a willing audience who engages in social media. So you have to progressively market yourself. You have to use content all the time. You have to generate content all the time. You have to be visible all the time. So, in a nutshell, marketing strategies have to be, you know, have to be engaging. They have to keep people glued, people interested. You have to have a dialogue So using social media, there's always a dialogue. So you have to try and keep it as two-way as possible. Corporate-wise, you do one-way communication, but you also do two-way communication using social media. Unit-wise, you have to do two-way communication. Functional-wise, you are only doing two-way communications. So you have to look at this in a broader perspective. Thank you very much for today's.